Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't we serve a great God, church? Yes, we do. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. Recognizing all of my father's children, all of the ministers, all of the deacons, to all of you in your respective places, all of the members of this church, all of the people on Facebook, even those who are on their way. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just overjoyed this morning because, hallelujah. I'm overjoyed this morning because God is still answering prayers. Can I get a witness that God is still answering prayers? Hallelujah. You can't ask for God to add to the church and restrict on how God sends them to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't stop God when God said go and people show up. We got to be prepared. Hallelujah. The young man named Hunter is his name. Hallelujah. He came in. He said that we got to keep him in prayer. The enemy has been attacking him. That makes him want to attack himself. So he says, I need to get saved. Hallelujah. He said, I know that's the answer. I need Jesus in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may look at him strange. You may think something funny. But hallelujah, at least he knows. Hallelujah, that Jesus is the answer. Who he knows that Jesus is still the answer. Hallelujah. He still is the answer today. Hallelujah. Stand with me, please. Let us go to Judges chapter 16. Hallelujah. 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 Church, I'm full this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm full this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have been praying. I said, God sent some young folk to this church. And what he sent what he wanted to be here. Hallelujah. He was on the church steps waiting. Hallelujah. They prayed for him. Then he said, I want to be baptized. Hallelujah. Then he said, but I got to get saved. I said, hallelujah. Well, we're going to get you saved. Amen. And Sunday school said, we're going to go ahead and stop what we're doing, and we're going to get him saved. Praise God in here, church. Hallelujah. We're not going to restrict God by our program because God got a program. Amen, Sunday school. Amen, Sunday school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any way you want to send them, Lord, send them here, God. Send them here, God. God, we may not know what to say. We may not know what to do. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I come right now, God. I come right now, God, thanking you, God. I thank you for who you are, God. I thank you for what you can do, God. God, your word says that when your children call upon you, that you are that good parent. You hear your children, and you will answer your children. God, you had children. Your word says, God, that you got those that's in the fold, and there are those outside of the fold that don't know you yet. But God, today, God, you showed evidence today that you are still calling on your children that are outside of the fold, oh God. And I worship with the angels today, God, because your word says that the angels in heaven get rejoiced over one. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing because, God, we already saved, God. But there is one that Satan thought he had. Woo, Jesus. Satan thought he had him, God. Satan thought he had him, God. Satan thought he had him, God. But you showed the devil whom the Son sets free. Whom the Son sets free. Whom the Son sets free. Hold the Son sets free. Hold the Son sets free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's free indeed.
Hallelujah.
God is free, God. He's free, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That it didn't stop with me. That it didn't stop with the rest of us. God, you're still calling. God, you're still delivering. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, 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 thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, I also want to thank you, God, for those whose hearts you have touched to show this young man love. We want to thank you, oh God, for the hearts that you have touched, oh God, to embrace him, oh God. Oh God, but I also want to thank you in advance for the advanced testimony, oh God, for those who were trying to judge him. Oh God, but God, you showed us today, if we just let go of the judgment, hallelujah, you can do great works in here, God. Oh God, your word is true. Because this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, God. This is your doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Now, God, it's preaching time, God. And I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, to do it one more time. Do it one more time, oh God. God, tomorrow ain't promised. But while we still have today, God, do it one more time, God. Send your word, God. Send your word, God. Preach through this servant of yours, God. Father God, dip me down, oh God, in your humble storehouse of wisdom, oh God, and preach out of me, oh God. Oh God, have Daniel Floyd to decrease, but have Jesus Christ increase to your people, God, in word, deed, power, and in sight. And let your people say, amen. Give God a hand of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. Don't we serve a risen Savior, church? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It does my heart good. Thank you, Jesus. It does my heart good. Thank you, Jesus. It's a testimony, oh God, that God still saves. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness, church, that God still saves? Aren't you glad that you, when you got in, that he was still saving when you came in? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad, God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Oh, God, oh, hallelujah. Set the Lord. He's at and cut the hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. You're right now, God. Hallelujah. 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 Judges chapter 16, starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading from the easy to read version of the Bible. Hallelujah. Judges. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That could have been me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That could have been me. Outdoors with no food and no clothes. Hallelujah. But he spoiled the plans of the devil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. Didn't he do it, church? Did he do it in you, church? Hallelujah. Listen to the word of the Lord. It reads, one day, Samson went to the city of Gaza. He saw a prostitute there and went in to stay the night with her. Someone told the people of Gaza, Samson has come here. They wanted to kill him. So they surrounded the city They hid near the city gate and waited all night for him. They were very quiet all night long. They had said to each other, when morning comes, we will kill Samson. But Samson only stayed with the prostitute until midnight. Then he got up and grabbed the doors of the city gates and pulled them loose from the wall. He pulled down the doors, the two posts, and the bars that locked the doors shut. He put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill near the city of Hebron. Later, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah, who was from Sorek Valley. The rulers of Philistines went to Delilah and said, we want to know what makes Samson so strong. Try to trick him into telling you his secrets. Then we will know how to capture and tie him up. Hallelujah. Then we will be able to control him. If you do this, each one of us will give you 28 pounds of silver. Just a little bit of the sixth verse. So Delilah said to Samson, we're going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Come briefly with, by the power of the Holy Ghost to preach to us this morning. Leave Delilah alone. Leave Delilah alone. Take your seats, please. Leave Delilah alone. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Delilah, hallelujah. Delilah was a pretty woman. Scholars said that she was captivating. She looked like someone that a man would look at and want to fall in love with. But yet, at the same time, the Bible doesn't say, but scholars say, based on her habits and based on her mentality, even though she didn't give out her title, based on the activities that she could be used for, Delilah was also a harlot. Delilah was a prostitute. Delilah was a woman of the nights. Hallelujah. And yet we have here in the midst of this, Samson. Samson, the Bible shows us that he judged Israel 20 years. 20 years. Somebody else has their mic on. Oh, you got your mic. Okay. Judged Israel for 20 years. But the Bible tells us that one day his mother, the Bible does not give her a name, but his father's name was Manoah. And Manoah, his father came running to her husband Manoah and said, I believe I just had a visit by an angel. And what he told me, I got scared and I ran and told you. So Manoah wanted to know where he said, I don't know. She said, he left. But the Bible says that he prayed again that what God would send this man. And she saw the man and said, here he is. And the Bible says that he gave them some specific instructions. They said that one thing I want you to do while you are carrying him in your womb, I don't want you to have him to drink any wine or anything from the vine. I want you to keep him pure. But also he said, I don't want him to eat anything that's unclean. He will be raised as a Nazarite. Hallelujah. And I also do not want you to have his hair cut. Hallelujah. Because this was the curriculum for a Nazarite. They couldn't drink any wine. They could not eat anything unclean. They also had to live a holy life. I can't get no help in here. And they had to live a holy life and they could not cut their hair. Hallelujah. But the interesting thing we have to see here is the fact that he was a Nazarite. What does that word Nazarite mean? That word Nazarite means the consecrated ones. Hallelujah. When the Bible says that the angel told them he needs to be raised as a Nazarite because he is a consecrated individual for a purpose. He is consecrated to be a judge in Israel, and he would judge them in accordance with whatever God and he talk about. The purpose of a judge would be that this was in between times when the prophets had stopped being selected because the people wanted a king. There were still prophets, but right now God has set in place judges. When the people had a problem, they would go to the judge. The judge will commune with God and give the people the instructions of what thus says the Lord in regards of their situation. Hallelujah. But when we get to Samson, Samson was a very unique individual. He was a very strong individual. He was a very powerful individual, but also by him being powerful and strong, and he was a man of God, a one appointed to serve God in a consecrated manner. Sometimes when individuals get consecrated and appointed, they begin to believe that they have no defeat in them. Hallelujah. They believe that they are indestructible because God has anointed them and God is with them. And that's an amen truth. Hallelujah. We all ought to feel that way. That when you come to know who God is and God has selected you for a purpose and you know God is with you, there ought not to be nothing that can stop you because God is with you. And when God tells you to do something, as Minister Chandler would say, God told her to do it. We ought not to be afraid to do it because God is with us. Hallelujah. And Samson was the individual that God had selected at this particular time. So again, he saw himself as being indestructible. But sometimes when individuals become think in their mind that they are indestructible, they begin to do some crazy things. Hallelujah. They begin to do things. They begin to test the water. They want to see how far they can go before they can get God's attention. Yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm sanctified. But let me see if I can drink just a tad bit of this wine. Let me just see if I can just go to this club. I'm not going to do anything. Just let me see if I can just go down to the corner. Let me see if anything's going to happen. And the Bible says that one of the things that he did first was that he married a Philistine woman. Hallelujah. He stepped out of the realms of what God has said, told them, you have to live a consecrated life. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. You are of Israel and you are a judge and you know how to commune with me. But yet he liked him some Philistine women. Hallelujah. Philistine women were idol worshipers. They didn't believe in God. Philistines were enemies against Israel. Hallelujah. But that's what he liked. You can teach it. You can preach it. You can guide them. You can lead them. But there comes a time when a man will want what he want. There comes a time when you got to be, you won't have two opinions and you're going to try to pick the one that pleases God. But there are times you're going to pick what pleases you. I can't get no help in here today. Can't get no help. You're going to pick what pleases you and you're going to go just a little bit. And in the Bible says that his parents were not pleased with him. But the word says this was the Lord's doing. Sometimes the Lord will let you go into a direction to get you under his subjection. Hallelujah. When you go so far, and it's what God didn't beat me up here. I'm going to keep on going a little bit further. Hallelujah. And he had discovered that they wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. And they told his wife, find out from him, hallelujah, what makes him weak. And she, because that was his wife, hallelujah, he told her, he went just a little bit. He didn't tell her a full truth. He lied to her. And just to see, will she be loyal to me? Hallelujah. It's something very interesting I see here. It's that when we don't want folks to be loyal to us, but we can't be loyal to God. Oh, it's going to get quiet real quick in here. We want loyalty. We want faith. We want everybody to be subjective unto us. Especially when you say you know who God is. You want everybody to bow down to you, but you won't bow down to God. Bible here says he got mad and he gave her away to his best man. He gave her away. He said, if I can't trust you, I don't need you. Woo, Jesus. We got some of that happening today. Hallelujah. We got husbands and wives. You get married this week, you get divorced the next week. And you lie and you tell the church, hallelujah, God, this is the one that God gave me. Some people have asked, Pastor, why haven't you married more folk? Well, I'm going to tell you why. It's because this is what I believe when it comes to marriage. That's a divine institution. Do you hear me? That's a divine institution. Don't claim that God sent this individual and you want me to co-sign. I got to see for myself. Hallelujah. Because when I stand before you and before God, I'm agreeing with them that God sent those two to be together. Because if it don't work out, who lies? I'm going to hit that rewind button. When it don't work out, who lied? So I asked this one question. I said, okay, let's go into counseling. I'm going to ask you one question. If I see that this don't work out, will you place into strong consideration that you two shouldn't get married? Most will say no. And when they say no, I say no too. I'm just letting you know. I say no too. But those who say yes, they say it very hesitantly. I said, that's all the questions I get, because you ought to be secure. That God, if this is the one for you, then you ought to be secure that God sent this person to you. But we see here, Samson wasn't secure. Hallelujah. And he gave this woman away. Hallelujah. But one day he was feeling freaky. One day he was feeling frisky. And he decided to go to his wife. Y'all know that we grown up in here. Hallelujah. And he tried to do the honorable thing. He said, I'm going to go to my wife. I'm going to bring my wife a kid. I'm going to bring the family a present to let them see I'm sorry. Men, you know how we do. When we trying to get some special attention. Come on now. I was very respectful. Come on, man. Y'all know. That's right. Put your hand up. Just nod your head, man. You don't have to say no. Amen, brother. Brother Williams. Amen. Amen. You will take out the trash. You'll cut the grass. You'll make sure the bed made up. You do whatever you take. But when he got to the house, her daddy said, you ain't going to come here like that. You done gave her away. So I finished the deal and I gave her away to your friend. I co-signed the deal. Hallelujah. He got mad. He got mad again. Hallelujah. Some of us will think because we got the appointment on our life that we can do anything we want to do. That's still true in 2024. Yes, I agree that the anointing is on your life, but you still ought to live a holy life. I can't get no help in here. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that he was one day, Samson was on his way to go see his parents, and the lion had jumped out, and he tore the lion in two. And when he came back where the lion was, he saw bees had created a hive, and there was some honey inside of the carcass of the lion, and he reached into this dead lion that is unclean, and he got some of this honey out, and he began to eat it. Then he went home to his family, and the Bible says he on purpose did not tell them where he got the honey from, because he wasn't raised to eat out of anything. He wasn't raised to eat from anything unclean. There are some things that when God tells you, don't do it this way or don't do it that way. And there are some good parents that will try their best to raise you up in the fear of God. But I want to tell some good parents that sometimes your good children will walk away from good teaching. They will walk away from good teaching, even those that become preachers, even those that become prophets, those that become apostles and pastors. You get proud when you see them. That's my baby. But you don't know what your baby is doing when you're not around. Show right about it. You can tell how things are going on today on Facebook. We see every and anything out there. I mean, from the church. Everything we see. Marrying gay folk.
Come on now.
Preachers. Pastors. So, well, we don't know. This is love. No, it ain't. We have to stand on the word of God. Stand on it. You can't say that you love God and you go contrary to the word of God. So here we have. We have strike two. Hallelujah. He struck out when he got a woman that wasn't a part of the Israelites. Hallelujah. He was living an unholy life. Hallelujah. And then we see here he had got some honey. Hallelujah. Other thing the Bible says that he was not supposed to eat from anything unclean. And he did, and then he didn't talk about it with his parents. When you don't tell the truth and you know the truth and you keep your mouth shut, you are lying. He was lying to his parents. I got some good honey. And his honey was tainted. Hallelujah. Bible says then next thing you know, he went out and got another prostitute. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, the thing is, when we read the word of God, when we all put these judges and different folks in the Bible in such high esteem, but we want to overlook their past. Hallelujah. We want to overlook their past. If you don't repent, your past is in your face. Hallelujah. I can't get no help in here. When you don't repent, everything that you've been wrongdoing will be wrongdoing in your face. Hallelujah. And when you want to come to God, if you don't come, God knows how to make sure you come to him. Oh, hallelujah. Can I get a witness, church, that God knows how to get your attention? God knows how to make you come to him. And the Bible says that he got a prostitute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had got a prostitute. Hallelujah. He stayed with her. They had hoped he had stayed all night. It's because we going to get him. Hallelujah. But the Bible says he left at midnight. Hallelujah. That's the word. All right. Hallelujah. But the Bible said when they couldn't get him, something else happened. He got a pretty woman. Hallelujah. He got a pretty prostitute. He got a pretty harlot. Hallelujah. We can look around the neighborhoods. They everywhere. I'm going to tell the truth. Hallelujah. They are everywhere. If you want to find one, they're there. Hallelujah. And many of them don't look so beautiful. If you want to find whatever you want to find, that it can be found. When a person wants to sin, you can find your sin anywhere you turn. So you don't sit there and say, the devil is tempting me, but you're supposed to have the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to be anointed. You are chosen of God, and yet we let anything happen to us. But then we'll find something that we cannot control. We'll find a Delilah. We'll find a Delilah. That word, Delilah, her name means languish. But she was also a prostitute. That means if you come to Delilah, a prostitutes serve out fantasies. Don't get quiet. Some of y'all ain't been saved all your life. Prostitutes shell out fantasies that will make you believe whatever you want to believe. They will make you, if you want to be in love, they'll make you feel like you in love. And when Samson met Delilah, he thought he was in love. She had sold him a perfect fantasy to the point where he cherished everything she did, to the point he didn't know nothing about her. But that word language, know what that language means? That word language means feeble. What does feeble mean? To make one weak. Be careful what you pay for, because it'll make you weak. It'll make you weak, and it'll destroy you. Hallelujah. No, somebody say, I don't know no Delilahs. Yes, you do. You know some Delilahs. No, they are not prostitutes. And maybe their name isn't Delilah, but maybe their name is Seagram 7. Maybe not. Instead of Delilah, her name is Hennessy. Instead of Delilah, her name is Colt 45. Instead of Delilah, her name is Brandy. Instead of Delilah, her name is cigarettes. Instead of Delilah, her name is marijuana. Instead of Delilah, her name is heroin. Instead of Delilah, her name is cocaine. Instead of Delilah, her name is crack. Hallelujah. And the reason why you don't understand, well, you can't find a Delilah, because you might be that Delilah. You might, instead of you being a prostitute, your name is a Delilah because you are a liar. Hallelujah. A Goliath sell fantasies like they're telling the truth. But liars lie all the time. They'll make you think that they're saved. They'll make you think that they're holy. Hey. But because they are Hallelujah. A Delilah, Hallelujah. They will sell you a fantasy. Oh God, and when you grab a hold of them and they get into your life, yes. They will make you weak.
Yes, Lord.
The reason why we, the church, has lost our power, because we love a Delilah. We love Delilahs,
yes, Lord.
Because they look good, sound good, can sing pretty, and preach good. They'll make us feel special. They'll sell us that fantasy. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're working for the devil.
All right now. My God.
They're working.
My God.
For the enemy. They're working for the enemy. You trust them. They'll tell you or say anything to you. You know, gin can make you sin. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. It'll give you that liquid courage. You got some folks that I don't mess with gin, because that dark liquor will make you want to fight. And that gin makes you crazy. I'm here to tell you that I don't know which Delilah you've been listening to, but it's been lying to you. It don't make you stronger. It don't make you smarter. It don't make you better. It don't make you sinless. Matter of fact, it keeps you in a guilty place. It keeps you in a sin place. And when you are in a sin place, it makes you weak.
My God.
It makes you weak.
Help us, Lord.
Some folks don't want to shout, because that's the truth. You think you're strong, but because you got Delilah all in you, and you got Delilah all around you, you're weak.
My God. Help, Lord.
Hallelujah. Every time he laid down with Delilah, she would ask him,
right. What
makes you weak?
That's right.
He would give her a lie.
That's right.
He gave her one lie. She went and told the Philistines.
Right.
They come, try to attack him. It didn't work again. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Little did he didn't trust her. He trusted her more than what she showed him. When he told her a one lie,
uh-huh. And
she went and told somebody, just like his first wife,
uh-huh. He
should have known that if he couldn't trust his wife, he ought not trust a prostitute. If you can't trust your wife, the Bible also calls her a mistress. A mistress is a side thing. A side piece. And some men like side pieces. And side pieces only after one thing, and that is your money. They'll take from you until all your money is gone, and they'll go someplace else. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there is somebody online saying, not my side piece. Yes, your side piece. And your side piece has you fooled. Meanwhile, you tell her about your wife. You tell her about how you're living. You tell her your secrets. And all the while, she's out to do you in. but you can't see it because you done bought into it. All I'm trying to tell you, leave Delilah alone. Leave Delilah alone. When the Philistines came to attack and she came back to him, you lied to me. It's funny when a liar comes back to confront you for your lie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he lied to her for a test.
Yes, he did.
She failed the test.
Uh-huh.
But she was still selling him that thing.
That's right. That's right. It's in the book. It's in the book.
I never done crack. But I've heard stories how crack will make you go out and break into your mama's house. Steal from your mama. Somebody told me one time that the crack was telling them, it's going to be okay. She ain't going to say nothing. That's your mama. She love you. She ain't going to call the police. She can let you. She done told you before, this your house too. You was raised in this house. Your mama said, this house is your home. So treat it like your home. Go in and take everything in there that belonged to you and sell it and go out and buy some more crack. Oh, my God. And little thing you know, after a while, I was told, this young woman had told me, one day I wake up, I thought it was 24 hours, but it had been 3 years. See, the thing is, these Delilahs that are out here make you think something as a reality when it's nothing but a nightmare. You will think it's a fantasy. You will think it's an awesome dream, but it's destroying you and it's trying to separate you. And even when you pass by the church, it'll tell you, you ain't right. Just weep it a while. Don't go into the church because God won't accept you. But the Bible tells me, let nothing separate you from the love of God. And if anything is telling you, don't go into the church, it is a liar. It is Delilah lying to you. Delilah has just been lying. Hallelujah. I told us on Friday we're going to have a revival message. And this is a revival message because we got to stop living in sin around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She went to Samson again, asked him a second time. He lied again. And he knew that she went and told somebody because he got attacked the same way a second time. Went a third time, got attacked again. And this last time, here we go. See, the thing about side pieces and prostitutes and all these other things and all these other substances and things and activities that folk like to do, it will continue lie to you until you do exactly what it wants you to do. Hallelujah. Don't shake your head, don't nod your head, and don't say, not me. Yes, you. I'm too strong for that. No, you're weak. I've been strong. I've been surviving for 4 years. And for 4 years, you've been weak. You're getting weaker every day. See, Pastor, I'm a working alcoholic. And you are working drunk. That's weak. I'm going to tell you what you are. Hallelujah. You are a sinner. And it's time to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. You need to leave that Delilah alone. And the word of God said, then she came to him with her most convincing argument. And say, you don't love me. Tell me. Tell me what it is. And because she was upset with him, and plus she had been paid, she had to give her other customers their money's worth. They wanted some information. And she was going to do everything she could to keep what she got. You know, there are some folk that will sell you. I can't get no help in here. If they'll sell their mama, hallelujah, they'll sell their sisters. So what do you think about you, hallelujah? They will sell you to the enemy as long as they can get what they want. I'll say it again, leave Delilah alone. But Samson would not leave Delilah alone, and he told her, if you cut my hair, that's the source of my strength. Hallelujah. 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 And the Bible tells us there's an issue here. One, hallelujah. He said something. He did something that was against God. Then he lied. Sometimes folks don't know the truth. Hallelujah. Because they'll put the truth, they'll place credit on something else. Hallelujah. The Bible, he told her, he said, I can't have my hair cut because in my hair is my strength. Hallelujah. And the word of God says that every time that Samson will go into battle, hallelujah, every time when he faced the lion, hallelujah, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. When he fought up against the Philistines, the word of God said that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. When he took the jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 individuals, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. But while he was here, he wasn't supposed to cut his hair. But his hair wasn't his strength. The strength he had, the hair didn't give it. It was something only the Lord could give. But when you give, when you give credit to where credit don't belong, he had treated his hair like his idol. Hallelujah. He treated his hair with much respect, but the Bible tells me that God is a jealous God, and you will not have no God before him. And Samson treated his hair like that was his God, but when his hair got cut, when his hair got cut, sometimes when you get cut off from that which you think is your strength, you'll find out who really God is. Hallelujah. When you get cut off what you've been giving credit to, you'll find out who really God is. Some folks give credit to the doctor. Some folks give credit to the mamas and the grandmamas for praying for them. But what happens when the doctor gives you the wrong prescription?
All right now. All right now.
What happens when mama don't stop praying for you?
That's right.
What happens when big mama die? Who you going to give credit to then?
All right now.
It's because you done separated yourself so far from God. Uh-huh. And the Bible says that when he had them cut his hair, I can see God stepping back. I done kept you all this time. Let's see what your hair going to do.
Right.
You've been thinking marijuana going to keep you and that drugs are going to keep you. Let's see what it's going to do when you get locked up in jail. Let's see what it's going to do when mom and daddy won't know you no more.
Right.
What is it going to do when you've been listening to Delilah? And when Delilah got what she wanted, Delilah let him down.
Uh-huh. Yes, she did.
Bible says they shaved his head.
That's what the book says.
They shaved his head, put him in prison.
That's right.
When he tried to do something, he didn't have no strength.
No strength. No.
And the Bible says also that they plucked out his eye.
That's right. The book said so. It said the word.
Well, I want you to know today, he wasn't blind that day. Hallelujah. He was blind the first day he disobeyed God.
Uh-huh.
See, some of us think that's because you can see me and I can see you. You think you seeing all right. But when you sin, sin puts a dark glass in front of your face. And it said, behold, I see everything through a glass darkly. That's because you are being fooled. Sin hazes over your eyes to make you think what you're seeing is a reality. And it's all so false. And so the word of God says that they plucked out his eyes and they beat him. Hallelujah. And they beat him to the point they would put him on a spectacle. Then one day, hallelujah, one day they said, bring him up ahead of us, the Savior of Israel, and we're going to make a spectacle out of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There comes a time when you got to know that it wasn't my hair. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and his hair began to grow. Hallelujah. His hair began to grow, but he was still blind. Hallelujah. His hair began to grow, but he was still weak. His hair began to grow, but he still had no power. His hair was still, thank you, Jesus, but he had no help. All he had was a little boy. And the little boy said, I'm going to lead you. And he asked the little boy, he said, lead me, hallelujah, between two columns. And what he did was, he didn't talk to his hair. He didn't talk to his hair. He didn't even want to see who Delilah was. He began to talk to the only one that kept him when he was hungry. The only one that gave him his strength. The only one when every time he was in a battle, the only one that won the battle, he cried out and said, Lord God, do it one more time. Give me some strength. I know I've been bad. Give me some strength. Tomorrow ain't promised. But one more time, Lord. One more time, Lord. Is there somebody here that need God to do it? One more time. Somebody ought to say, one more time, Lord. One more time, Lord. And he was stretched out between two columns. I'm reminded of another individual. But one between two columns. He was between two criminals. And this man, he was not guilty. He was innocent. He didn't have no crime. He didn't have no Delilahs. And the only one he talked to was the Father up in heaven. When he was stretched out, he said, Father, forgive them. Father, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit. And this Jesus took all those sins. When Samson died, he only died with 3,000. But when Jesus died, he died by himself. But when he died, he took your sins. He took my sins. The reason why we go to the baptism is because when he died, we said we're dying with him. But when he got up, when we come out the water, early on the third day morning, when he got up, when he got up, we get up with all power. That ain't no lie. That's the truth. Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it? Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Oh!
My God, my God. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
It's something about it. You don't know the name of the spirit. That's that Delilah spirit. That's that Delilah spirit. It'll make you think it's all right, but it's lying to you. But when you get free in Jesus, when you get free in Jesus, I want to tell somebody, it's time to let go Delilah, and it's time to grab hold of Jesus. It's time to get Jesus. It's time to get Jesus. It's time to get Jesus. When you get Jesus, he got something special for you. It's called power. It's called the Holy Ghost. Get you some Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Won't he do it, church? 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 He'll show you who your Delilahs are. He'll show you what you thought is real. He'll show you what's been making you weak. He'll show you if you hold on to him. If you hold on to him. If you hold on to him. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hallelujah. 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 Get free today. Get free today. Get made whole today. Walk out from the Delilah. Leave Delilah alone and grab hold of Jesus. He'll handle it. He'll fix it. And that's the truth. It ain't no lie. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't my God do it? Doors of the church are open. Doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. 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 Delilah can do you in. Delilah will lie to you. Liar won't. She won't treat you right. But I know a man named Jesus. If you get him, if you hold on to him, don't let go. When the devil lied to you, he'll make you think he's not real. But Jesus is real. Ain't he real, church? Agree with me that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Not no drug. Not no cocaine. Not no alcohol. Not no side piece. Not no Delilah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Hallelujah. 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 I know for myself that can't nobody do me like Jesus. I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody like him. I tried marijuana. I tried loose women. But they all lies to you. But when you get hold of Jesus, the truth is in Jesus. Then yes, Jesus is real. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. And when you get hold of him, he'll give you the Holy Ghost. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Doors of church open. Can't nobody stand to your feet. Do me like Jesus. Whoa. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Come on, church. Can't nobody. Come on now. Do me like the Lord. Whoa. Can't nobody.
Nobody.
Do me like Jesus. He my friend. Whoa, he picked me. Now, Sister Lisa is an individual that got saved over the phone. Give God some praise, church. Amen. Amen. And I told her, when she come, we want to make sure that she wants to join the church. Amen. Amen. I need deacons to come down. Amen. Amen. Now, did you? Amen. 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 And mother and daughter got baptized today. Amen. 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 Before we pray for the other, we're going to pray for those who can. We're going to pray. But we wanna first, let's go, church. Hallelujah. Deacons, I want to hear from you. She is saved and she got baptized today. Hallelujah. I need to hear from you. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 That means you have all rights and privileges of anyone here in St. Paul. We'll give you the hand of welcome. Amen. Amen. And these are our deacons that stand around us. We would like for you to pick a deacon. Okay. 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 For both of them. Okay. She was here. She's back. Amen. Amen. She's been back. Amen. Get clap for her. Amen. 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 Some would say, well, Pastor, she ain't never really left. But she wants a deacon. Amen. Amen. So we're going to place the same one under the one. We're going to put Deacon Ozell Michael. Amen. 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 And we need a mother. Amen. Mother Harold. Where you at, Mother Harold? Mother Harold. Where she at? Stand up. Amen. Mother Harold is going to be your mother. Amen. 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 Yours too. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of our God. Amen. 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 So when we finish with prayer, we're going to pray. Amen. Mother, you had a prayer? You need a prayer? Come on. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Yes. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. Amen. Let's come into agreement with Mother Coleman, her grandbaby, Josiah. Brother Tony, you come on up. Amen. 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 This her grandbaby, but this his son. Amen. 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 We know God is a healer. Amen. He's a healer. Amen. Amen. Right now, we have to intercede for that baby. Amen. Not just a family by themselves. Amen. We have to do it with the family. We've all here who our parents know what it's like to have a sick child and waiting on the Lord to fix it. Can I get a witness in here? I need everybody to please stand with us. Everyone to please stand. We got some young people in the back. Please stand. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come right now. God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, you are the one, oh God. God, you are real. God, you are awesome. And Jesus said he couldn't do nothing without you. Because God, you are the source of his power. You are the source of his strength. God, when he healed because you gave him the authority. And Jesus said, oh God, that if we have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to be moved. Well, God, this baby, this sickness in this baby is a mountain. And God, we speak to it right now. All sickness right now, God. We beg it to flee, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, give the parents comfort. Give the parents peace.
Hallelujah.
But God, we are begging you right now. Give this baby, oh God, that type of healing that will make the devil, oh God, get his hands out the way. Give this baby that type of healing,
yes, Lord,
that when the mama look at it, when the daughter, when the brothers look at it, when the father looks at it, when the grandmama looks at it, they'll be able to say, my God, he has done it one more time.
Yes.
Do it, God. One more time, God. Today, God. Today, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, God. If you can bring them out the street and bring them in to be baptized, you can take care of the babies.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we also have here, God. We still have here, God. We have five that were baptized today. But there is a sixth. Oh, God, you know what he's going through. You know that he doesn't have a home of his own. God, he needs some things. God, we all need something. And we all need somebody. Father God, we want to thank you, oh, God, that you have put things in our lives. Oh, God, you have put people in our lives. But, God, it ain't the people, oh, God. God, your word shows us, oh, God, that you are the source of my strength. You are my salvation. You are a very present help. And you are their help, oh, God. But if you are here, their help, God, be that young man's help, God. Help him to see that, yes, you are still God. And besides you, there is no other. Not just them, oh, God. But there are some in the seats, oh God, that need to put down Delilah, that need to pick up Jesus. There are some on Facebook that need to put down Delilah and pick up Jesus. Do it, God. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we're not commanding you, but we're pleading with you, God. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
Show us why you're God. Do it again, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. And there be anybody, oh God, if there be any of us in here, God, any of us, God, that are in this place at this very moment, they have yet to come to you, oh God, to say, forgive me of my sins. I stand here, God, as their intercessor. They may not have the words to say out of their mouths, but God, you know their heart. And I beg you, God, in the name of Jesus, to forgive us all of our sins. But God, show us the error of our ways that we'll be able to repent. Oh, God, and to get out of the way of all of these Delilahs. Oh, God, and live a holy life. The way that be pleasing unto you. Help us to change when we repent. God, help us to change and live for you, God. Fill up St. Paul, God. Do it as you do it, oh, God. But as you fill it up, oh, God, with willing soldiers, with willing laborers, get our hearts right, God. Get our minds right, God. Help us to check, oh, God, that holiness inside of us, God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, let your church say amen, amen, and amen. Give God some praise. Amen, amen. If you can, please have a seat down here, you two. And Sister Michael will get the information from you. And Minister Porche is going to bring you some information to help you during these times. Because when you done made a public declaration, when you go down into the water, that's public. You do one thing with your mouth, but you got to show some action. Can I get some witnesses in here? You got to let the world know that you're not afraid to say that, yes, Jesus lives in me. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. Minister Chandler, give our hand of praise. Give God a hand of praise.
What a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Didn't our soul rejoice? Hallelujah. We see how the Holy Spirit is working in this place. Hallelujah. Did y'all notice all the men in the church? Hallelujah. Thank God for the men coming back. Praise God. Birthday celebrated this week.
Glory!
Do we have any birthday? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus,
woo, good God, good God.